So we're backstage at the SSE Arena, and the wonderful Jonathan Jackson is with us. He's just finished his sound check on what is the last day of the massive Nashville tour. Jonathan, welcome to Belfast.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very happy to be here.
Now, I have to say, you're probably claiming to be a little bit more Scottish than Irish, maybe?
No, not necessarily. It's Scots-Irish, really. I mean, so it's my... Yeah, my family history goes to both. I've always loved Ireland. I've actually always wanted to come to Belfast. This is my first time here. I played a Northern Irish guy in a film probably 17 years ago, actually. So, it's fun to be here.
Can you do any of the accent? Can you still do some of the accent, Jonathan?
I don't know. It's been quite some time, you know. I've been practicing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do it. It's been quite a while. It's a beautiful town, though. I like it.
That was brilliant. I did not expect that at all. This is the best job in the world. You get to do the best of everything, don't you? The acting, the singing, the playing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's such a unique thing to be a part of a show that has so much wonderful music attached to it. And to get to come out on the road with the cast and all these incredible musicians and not only play songs from the show, but play original stuff. And it's just amazing.
And play some of your... Do you get to play some of your own stuff in this show?
We do. This tour so far, I haven't actually. I've been mostly doing some covers from some bands that I love, like U2 and Echo and the Bunnymen and stuff like that. So.
And some of your own material, of course. It's a bit of a family affair with you and your band, with your brother, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. My brother Richard's the drummer, and we've been playing together since we were kids, Any Nation. And we'll be doing some touring in the U.S. And then hopefully... Maybe next year or maybe the year after, I don't know, but we'd love to bring the band over and do some shows over here as well.
We would be very happy to have you, because it is, for anybody who hasn't heard E Nation yet, it's very U2, Radiohead, I would say.
Yes, I mean, those are definitely the bands we grew up listening to, and they find their way as influences into the music for sure.
Nashville, the show has... Country music has been around forever, of course. Some of the origins of country music in Americana originated right here in Northern Ireland. But the show itself, I think, Callie Curry's been very, very clever in that she's almost revived country music and the love of country music, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's interesting. We were talking about that the other day. It's, you know, the roots of country music and folk music came from over here, and then somehow we're kind of throwing it back over the pond, so to speak, and shining a light on it with the show, with Nashville. So there is a really interesting connection there with the music, and I think throughout, you know, the show that we do, there's a pretty broad spectrum of music, and you hear a lot of that come out in some of the ballads and some of the folk music, so it's kind of cool.
Let's talk very briefly about the show itself. We're just about to go into season 5 mid-season finale, so we're at the point where Rain has been hit by a car. Avery is still looking after Keaton's, and but he's starting to find himself again, isn't he, around this stage?
Yeah, he's trying, you know. It's one of those things where, you know, early on in the show he was only thinking about himself, and that didn't get him anywhere.
He was a real bad boy at the start of the show, wasn't he?
He was kind of narcissistic, and you know, but he's definitely learned some maturity and humility. And now, in a sense, he's almost not thinking about himself enough, in the sense that he hasn't really been had the opportunity to take care of himself and figure out if there's anything in his life that he wants to continue to do, which is understandable because of the tragedy and that Juliet's been through. He's had to be there for her. But I think he's starting to kind of, you know, feel it, like he needs to, you know, get back out there and do some stuff. So
lots more storylines, I'm sure, coming up for Avery and Juliet. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, it's always twists and turns and drama, you know, and music.
Jonathan, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for coming to Belfast. All the Nashies are going to be out in force tonight, I can tell you.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.